Hello and welcome to our friends at Chatterbox. It's Anna here from Soundyard and it's time for your January edition of the latest goings-on at High Ash Farm with Chris Skinner's Countryside Podcast. In this episode, we hear some highlights from the wintry weeks of late December and early January. And as ever, Chris is joined by his trusty broadcasting companion, Matthew Gudgeon.
We're on High Ash Farm at Caister St Edmund, a small village very close to the city of Norwich in the county of Norfolk. And Chris Skinner is our host, as always, and he's brought me into the woods here, which is a very wintry scene now, really, isn't it?
Yes, Matthew. Welcome to High Ash Farm. And this is a delightful area of woodland. It's very hilly. Some mature trees up all around us, sweet chestnuts towering up to the sky, Scots pine, oak trees over there, still with just a few leaves on. And I would suggest we are properly in winter now, because this has opened up and it's quite daylight in here, despite getting very close to the shortest day, which is December the 22nd this year. And so the light as you go into winter increases in the woodland. It's very strange because of the huge pelt of leaves that are above us are now beneath our feet. And I suppose you could say it's a little bit depressing at this time of the year. The main colour, if you look round, there are patches of green, a few bits of fern and bracken still showing some green, but overall it's sort of dull brown. And I can understand why some people have this syndrome. I think it's called SAD syndrome, which is seasonally affected disorder.
It's a cloudy day today. It's cold. It's about 4 degrees,
yes,
isn't it? But the birds are making sounds.
No, they are. It's a getting towards a busy time of the year for the bird life across the farm, and it's always very interesting. So I thought I'd cheer us up a little bit. I try and live in the present as best I can, but the history of the farm always takes me back a bit, and I'm always looking forwards at the same time, because when you are looking after nature, it's nice to see what's going to happen, what's coming in the pipeline, if you like. So you're looking at me in a strange way because there's nothing to see, really, but if you know where to look and what to look for, really, it just lifts the spirits and gladdens the heart. Look, we don't need to move. I just brought you to any spot of the woodland. And deep layer of leaves here. I'm just going to move them. Look, I hardly need to do anything.
Oh, there's lots of shoots coming through.
Look at this. Look at this.
Green shoots of recovery.
Look at that. All around where we are, just scraping.
Wherever you scrape, there are dozens of these green shoots about an inch off the ground.
Yes, and look. In the centre of that one.
Oh, that one's flowering.
A tiny patch of white. And these are snowdrops. Look at that.
Isn't already
that amazing? I'll just go over here as well, just to prove I haven't brought you to any spot. Look at that. Hundreds, in fact, thousands of snowdrops.
They'll be eagerly anticipated when they come out into their full glory.
Yes, the buds have already swollen and there's little white tips on them. And the flowers, they sort of demurely hang downwards and they have little drops of nectar just on the tips of the petals, which any bees flying around at this time of the year. And you do have pollinating insects at this time of the year. So they'll be eagerly sought out by various insects. But it's amazing. So that's one of the questions I often get. How come snowdrops can come into flower and you have to wait in the garden for many of the annuals or biennials to flower in sort of midsummer time? And the answer is, I like to look at the bulbs or the corms of some species as kind of batteries. And what they did, last spring and summer in 2023, early on in the year, is to store the energy from the sunlight in their leaves. That's then translocated down into the root structure, all these little bulbs which we can't see because they're quite deep down in the soil, and they then have the energy. Then the leaf litter comes over and helps cover them up, and so there is some warmth. The soil is kind of insulated.
So it's like a duvet over the top.
Yes, yes, and they'll come up through that. So as we get the wet weather, it compacts the leaves down quite close to the surface, and the snowdrops are then able to come up through. So really, really lovely. And it's kind of heartwarming, so I said it kind of gladdens the heart. And the whole of this woodland is behaving in the same way, and there's a succession of bulbs. There's some wild daffodils here, which I absolutely love. Also, it's a really famous area of woodland for the bluebells, and we open it up once a year for the public to kind of enjoy the sight of millions, and there are millions of bluebells at High Ash Farm.
We have to wait till spring for that.
You do. It's the last week of April, early May. It varies a little bit, but it's generally about that time. Very, very reliable, as are these snowdrops. So these have the big displays of snowdrops have been here since certainly I was a child. I remember my mum bringing me down here in a pushchair, and we'd walk through, and she'd get very excited at one of the early flowers that was also in this woodland called aconites. And apparently, she told me many years ago, it's the first word I learnt to say. In fact, it was acca.
So, acca, acca.
Yes. So that's that little spot. I'll just cover them back up, and they're about to burst through. There we are. Absolutely beautiful. And if we walk on just a little bit more, we'll just see. It can be anywhere, really. We'll just do a few paces. And there's a trace of last year's bluebell display. All the leaves and the stems that held the bluebells up have all died down. And all that is left are little sort of bleached stems. You can actually see them. And that one's about a foot, about 30 centimetres tall. And it's pure white, and it's very, very wet, but it's still there. The leaves have all gone, and I can actually see where that one, the base of that stem, went right down into the soil.
So all these white stems here were once
the bluebells from last April and early May.
And they'll eventually just rot down.
They rot down together with the leaves. Remember, so much material comes onto the woodland floor. We just often think of leaves, but when you look round, whole selection of small sticks, when you get the gales, the autumn gales and the winter gales, brings all sorts of debris down. Occasional fallen trees, a large branch beside us, and a tree down on the side of the hill there. And it all rots back down and gives the soil the energy that all these plants need. So we're on lovely leaf litter here, and that is the sort of foundation for many of our woodland plants. Some of them are quite rare. We have early purple orchids here. So another hands and knees job for me, and I'm just going to do the same thing I did with the snowdrops over there and just move some of the leaf litter here. And what I'm looking for, you need quite...
lots of little jumping flies down there.
Yes, there is. There are all sorts of soil invertebrates. That's the other thing. All this nutrition is the life food of absolutely myriads of different insects and soil invertebrates as well. It's a kind of living soil. So, look, Matthew, just here, a tiny little bulb with a white shoot on the top. And that is a one-year-old bluebell from, is the bulb, but it's from 2022. And that was the seed that dropped on the ground. It then germinated, and it's formed its first year bulb, and it's at soil level.
Yes, it seems maybe a little bit exposed.
It's just covered up by the leaf litter, but it's got a trick, because this summer it will turn out a little shoot at the top and some roots at the bottom, but the bulb can't be at ground level. It's got to get down in the soil. So the roots got a special trick. They're called contractile roots. So the roots pull the little bulb into the soil year by year.
So it'll grow down a shoot, and then the shoot will get some sort of purchase and drag the seed
in. The roots will, the rootlets, and that drags the bulb down. So it only happens when you've got a bulb. And what I was looking for in this leaf litter is this year's seeds, and I'm just looking for tiny little white shoots. They're like tiny, almost thread-like. So I'm just moving some of the leaf litter here. Here's a bluebell. Oh, there's snowdrops near the top, look. Another little clump of snowdrops there. And I'm just looking for tiny little white threads, which will tell me that the bluebell seeds from this year, this last April and May, are just beginning to germinate now. This is a time of the year that they do, and I'm looking for like little grass-like structures. That's a pine needle. I was getting a bit excited then, so I'm just scraping away very carefully because they're hard to see, but in a week or so, there'll be millions of them. Here we go.
A little filament there.
Yeah, tiny filament. There it is. I won't disturb it. It's pure white. Another one just at the side there. And on the bottom of that will be a tiny, shiny black seed. Very reflective. they're amazing. And they're the bluebell seeds that dropped on the ground. Because it's hard to imagine. The bluebells, when they're in flower, the little blue bell bit faces downwards. But as it has been pollinated and ripens, the flower head turns upwards and forms a tiny little cup. Over the summer months that dries as the seeds ripen inside, and the cup opens upwards. So when you have the early autumn gales and winds, the bluebell stem that's still there, that pure white stem that we saw a minute ago, shakes about in the wind, and the seed is scattered on the woodland floor, and then it germinates at this time of the year, the coldest time of the year. But nature is wonderful. It's all happening in these cold temperatures, very slowly, but nevertheless, it's very visible.
So it's not a dead season. It's a season when things are happening, but maybe not within sight.
Yes, that's right, and that's why I absolutely love it. So although I said I like to live in the present, once you're aware of what's happening, it kind of gladdens your spirits, and there's nothing quite like nature to do that. You can have all the entertainment on the telly that you want, but there's something kind of fundamental in the human spirit to live with the season cycles, and that's why it's so important to me, and that's why I love sharing it with you. And I know you give me a quizzical look when we're standing in a woodland like this, and there's really nothing to look at, but there is so much to look at, and it's full of promise. And that's why nature renews itself. It's the seasonal cycle, which lasts a year, sometimes longer for some of the biennial species. And for these, the snowdrops and the bluebells, they're perennials. They come back year after year after year, which is why I absolutely love them.